नमस्ते, वर्गं प्रति स्वागतं। पूर्वतनपाठे प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा कस्यापि?
You
नास्ति।
said you wanted to discuss the Kidrisha.
Yes, we'll get there. We'll get there. First, you know, do we have any questions from the Purataha Prushtataha with all the confusion that we have?
Now it's very clear.
It's clear, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kidrisha is a question. So, Pumlinge Padamasti Kidrishaha. Udaharanaya Ba Kidrisha Duravani Asti. Kidrisha Siyutaha Asti. Kidrishi Duravani Asti. Kidrisha Siyutaha Asti. Kidrisham Pustakam Asti. Kidrisha means what kind?
Oh, what kind?
Kidrisham.
It's a single word, is it? Kidrisham.
Yes. Kidrisham means, yeah, it's a single word. The word is Kidrisham.
Okay. There's a um at the end, is it?
Yeah, Kidrisham. Kidrishah. Kidrishi.
Okay, got it.
Kidrisham, Kidrishah, Kidrishi. Okay, we'll discuss about all that in detail later, but those are the words actually for now. Kidrisham, Kidrishi, Kidrisham, Kidrishi, Kidrishah. Those are the words actually. Okay, so for now, Adhanevam Kurmaha. Asmin Satre, Zoom Ajit and Sarma Mahavati, Ekanvisham participants. Asto, Natarajanji, Prarabham Karo.
Okay. Can you make it slightly bigger?
Okay,
fine. Yeah, this is good. Balakah snati. Balakah archati. Balakah snatva archati.
Balakah snatva archati. ప్రథమ చిత్రే బాలకః స్నాతి, ద్వితీయే చిత్రే బాలకః అర్చతి. అధునా వాక్యమస్తి బాలకః స్నాత్వా అర్చతి, నమ స్నానం కృత్వా అనంతరం సహ అర్చతి. బాలకః స్నాత్వా అర్చతి. పూర్వం వాక్యాన్ని కథమాసన్ బాలకః స్నాతి, బాలకః అర్చతి. అధునా ఏకస్మిన్నేవ వాక్యే బాలకః స్నాత్వా అర్చతి. రూపం స్పష్టం వా? స్నాత్వా, స్నాతి, స్నాత్వా. రంగాజీ అనంతరం పట.
వన్ ప్రశ్న హియర్.
ఏకః ప్రశ్నః.
ఏకః ప్రశ్నః అస్మి అస్మి అస్తి 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 అస్తి. Does this belong to one of those lakaras or?
No.
Okay.
This is lakara free.
Lakara free. Okay. Balakaha vidyalayam gachati. Balakaha patati. Balakaha vidyalayam gatva patati.
Balakaha vidyalayam gachati. Balakaha పఠతి. బాలకః విద్యాలయం గత్వా పఠతి. ఇదమపి వాక్యం స్పష్టమితి మన్య. అంబాజీ.
బాలకః క్రీడతి, బాలకః ఖాదతి. బాలకః క్రీడిత్వా ఖాదతి.
బాలకః క్రీడిత్వా ఖాదతి. స్పష్టం వా ఇదమపి? Adhuna aham vadami. Rama.
Sorry, I had a question. A question must be. The previous one, why is Gatva? So it's Gachati becomes Gatva. Okay. Snati, Snatva, Gachati, Gatva. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adhuna Shankar Mahadaya. Kurpaya vadatu. Ramaha pathati. Ramaha likhati.
Ramaha patatva likhati.
Patitva likhati. Patitva likhati. Samanyataya ikaraha bhavati. Patati patitva likhati likhitva. Okay? Evam richa bhavanti samanyataya. Okay? There are exceptions. We'll look at those as well now. Okay? Kreedsva. Pashyatu kreedati kreeditva. Evam richa bhavanti. Adhuna agrimapute pashyama rupani. Evam ritya rupani bhavanti. Astu atra parenthesis madhye yatkimapi asti saha dhatuhu asti. Saha dhatuhu. Yatha yatha nama padanam pratipadikam iti mula padamasti. Yatha udaharanaya ramaha iti padamasti. Prathama vibhakto eka vachane padamasti ramaha. Kintu pratipadikam asti mula padam rama. Lekhani eva pratipadikam tatra. Kintu kriyapadeshu mula rupamasti dhatuhu. Dhatuhu. Hasati. Has. Iti dhatuhu. Tasya vartamana kale ekavachan rupam hasati. Kreed. Iti dhatuhu. Kreedati. Bhram. Bhramati. Evam ritya rupani bhavanti. So, Tanish Potlo Ravi Raviva.
Yeah, this is Ravi.
Astana. Pata Kurpaya. Hasati ida itaha.
I'm sorry, Shekaji, I just joined. So what did he say?
Just read.
Yes, hasati.
Has.
Has. Hasitva.
Hasitva. Anantram. Kausalya ji.
Kreedati. Kreed. Kreeditva.
Padmajaji.
Brahmati. Brahm. Brahmitva.
Subhashini.
Astumol. Japati. Jap. Japitva.
Nandiniji.
Asmi. Likhati. Lik. Likhitva.
Valliji.
Khadati. Khad. Khaditva.
Khanati. Another was the khanati iti dhatuhu. Khan. Akshamitam. Khanati iti padam. Khan iti dhatuhu. Astu. Punaha Natarajanji. Khanati.
What is the meaning of khanati?
Does anyone know what khani means? No.
Khani means fruit? No. Yes. No.
To dig.
Oh, dig is it?
Khanati, yes.
Okay. Krandati. Krand. Kranditva.
Kranditva.
What is the meaning of kranditva?
What is the meaning of kranditva?
Anyone?
Crying?
Yes, crying.
Sorry?
Crying.
Crying. Oh.
Okay, Vilapati also means crying, right?
Vilapati also means, Vilapati can mean a lot of things. It doesn't mean just crying.
Oh, okay.
Vilapati means, you know, talking nonsense. It can also mean Vilapati.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anantaram, Nandini ji.
Dhavati. Dhav, dhavitva. Nindati, nind, ninditva.
Raviji.
Patati, pat, patitva.
Ekasha. It's not tha. It is patha.
Tha, tha, yeah. Tha.
Pathati.
Pathati. Pata. Patat. Patitva.
Rangaji.
Rutyati. Nrut. Nartitva.
Nartitva. Nartitva. Okay, Valiji.
Patati. Pat. Patitva. So because this nakaranta is coming, that is why it didn't become nirtitva and it became natitva, Mahodaya.
No. We'll get there in a minute. We'll get there in a minute. Okay. Patati. Okay. Milati. Anantram. Ambaji.
Milati. Militva.
Militva. Atra pashyatu. Sadharanataya sarveshu rupeshu ikarahasti. Hasati hasitva. Kridati kriditva. Bhramati bhramitva. Japati japitva. Sarvatrapi samanyataya ikarahasti. Itva 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 evam ritya. Krandati kranditva. Kila? Edata spashtam? Atra dhatum pashyantu sarve. Kreed. Bhram. Jap, likh, evam riti atra dhatavaha santi. Kintu, yadi dhatuhu dhru asti, ru, ante rukara asti, dhru, kru, smru, hru, evam riti, pashyantu, dhrutva, krutva, evam riti, rupani santi. So, Shankarji, patat kurpaya.
Dharati dr dritva.
Agri api patatu karoti.
Karoti kritva. Smarati smritva. Harati hritva. Shrunoti shrutva.
Shrutva. Rupani spashtani vatra?
Spashtam.
Rupani spashtani kila?
Spashtam.
Prashna asti va?
Spashtam.
Asti.
Yeah.
Atra pashyatu punaha akaranta dhatava gnya sna evam vritya. Stu, Valliji? Rupaya.
Jnanati.
Jnanati.
Oh, sorry. Jnanati. Nya. Jnatva. Snati, sna, snatva.
Sorry, for janati, the root is nya, is it? Not ja.
Yeah. Hence the word jnanam.
Okay. Jnatva. Okay.
Krinati, kri, kritva, nayati, ni, nitva. Bhavati bhu bhutva.
Ashtamatra bhavati bhu bhutva nayati ni nitva krinati kri kritva.
So why these are different?
Atra dhatum pashyantu. Dhatuh kaha kri. Hence kritva. Dhatu is ni, nitva. Atta pashyantu sarvatrapi has, kreed, brahm, evam ritya santi dhatavaha. Kintu atra kevalam ekame vakshankal, I shouldn't say one letter, but you know, you get what I'm trying to say. Dhru, kru, smru.
Still it ends with tva only, right?
What?
Yeah. The tva is fine, but then the thing is, the beginning is not the same as what we saw in the first column, right?
Yes.
The harati becomes hrutva. It's not haratva. That's the difference.
Yeah. Has becomes hasi, kreed becomes kreedi.
What?
Right. No, I'm just saying has becomes hasi, kreed becomes kreedi.
Exactly.
Etc. Versus everything else, it stays identical.
And in this column, you see dhatus like dhru, kru, that's it. You just suffix it with tva, that's it.
But trick is how to identify dhatu.
You have to remember the...
Remember only, right? I think practice and remember. That's it.
We have to remember the dhatu then.
Dhatu, ah, wonderful. So why does it take 2 years? Because, you know, we give you 2 years time to memorize all this. That's it. If you guys remember all this in like 1 month or so, right? This course will be done in like 1 month, really. It's all about memorizing this stuff. That's it. Practice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And using it frequently. Otherwise, you lose.
Yeah, then well, that too, sure. But you know, the more you read, the more it's going to be very, very obvious. The first time you see it, I can understand. But the more you read, it's going to be very, very clear. Don't worry.
Sadhguruji, will you be posting this for us later?
Of course. Of course. Okay. Okay, so far good?
Good.
Anantaram, Padmajaji, Patatukupaya. Pibati. Your Padmajaji, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. Pibati pa pitva.
Go ahead.
Tishtati sta stitva. Dahati daha dadva.
Does dahati mean?
Dahati, burn, to burn.
Oh, burn.
Dahanam.
Gachati.
Gum.
Gachati gum gatva. I wasn't sure whether you want me to go on.
No, go ahead, go ahead. Namati. No.
Namati nam natva. Tyajati tyaj tyaktva. Pachati pach paktva.
Paktva. Paktva.
Paktva.
Paktva. Okay. So, tyajati tyaj is a dhatu. Tyak. Tva, pachati paktva, gachati gatva, namati natva. Okay, is Anjuji here? I don't know this. iPad 2, I don't know who that is. Kahas the iPad 2? Okay.
Yes.
Who is iPad 2?
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm late. I'm Jagmohan Khanna.
Okay, okay, okay. Can you read?
Late. Yeah.
Can you start from
Should Pashtun? I try, Father? Should I try?
Yeah, 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 please.
Yeah, it's from Pashyati Drish Drishtava. Prachati Prach Prishtava. Karshati, what the Karsh means? Karsh means?
We'll get there. Karshati,
Karshati, Karshati, Krish, Krishtava.
Okay.
Ichati, Ish, Ishtava.
Karshati, Karshati means, in, can anyone say? Karshati
Karshak means farming?
Karshati is
so, no. That's yep. Lot of meanings for that.
To work hard.
To pull. Akarshanam. That's where it came from. Akarshati. To pull. Karshati. You know, to drag something. There's a lot of meanings for that.
Akarshan is like to attract, isn't it?
Yeah, that's to pull, right? How are you attracting? You're pulling someone. Yeah.
Yeah, pull. Yeah. Karsh is. Give us of that?
No, 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 no. Karshati can mean to pull. Karshati can mean to drag. Karshati can mean to plow.
The way you are.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. So,
dhanyavada.
Eka
prashnamasti.
So, eka prashnamasti.
Eka prashnamasti. So, the ma ending, is that what dictates the the stinger is that we just have to remember just achati gam gatva, and you cannot. I don't know anything else that has a sting, but if it does, is that an universal rule or?
Well, okay. First and foremost, you should have realized this by now. In Sanskrit, there is no universal rule. Okay, there is no universal rule whatsoever. Okay, for the most part, yes, you know the rupas will be similar, but that said, there are always exceptions. There are always exceptions. Okay, for now, just remember this. It might seem like a lot, but no, it's not. It's very, very easy. Okay, you'll find out pretty soon. Don't worry.
Okay.
Evam rita rupani bhavanti. Astu. Atra kaschana mukhyamsha asti. Pashyatu balakah atra pratame chitre balakah kridati. Atra karyam kah karoti balakah. Dvitiye chitre kah khadati balakah eva khadati. Ataha balakah kriditva khadati iti vakyam. Udaharanaya pashyantu. Atra pratame chitre aham pashyami. Athava aham gachami. Pratame chitre aham gachami asti. Chintayantu. Dvitiye chitre udaharanaya kimasti ravihi khadati. Aham gruham gatva ravihi khadati na vaktavyam. Tat asamichina vakyam asti. Karta samanah syat. In both the actions, in the first action, if balakaha is the karta, in the second action, if the balaka is the karta, only then you can use the tva form. You cannot say, after I am playing, my daughter ate. No, you can't say that.
Subject should be same.
The subject should be the same in both the sentences.
Okay.
Okay, you cannot say something like vayam vidyarayam gatva adhyapakaha pathayati. No. In the first sentence, vayam. In the second sentence, adhyapakaha. Subject is not the same. So you cannot choose a tva form there. You can say vayam vidyarayam gatva pathamaha. That's fine. Is this clear? This is very, very important.
This is just repeat. My gatva is like any verb. After doing that, we did the gatva body, right?
What is it? I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
The gatva, gachati becomes gatva. Gachati means like jata hai, going goes to vidyalaya. And gatva means after going to vidyalaya, he studies, read.
Satyam. Satyam, satyam,
satyam. Oh. So every time we have to use, after doing, we use the word tva, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
You have to finish the first action. Balakaha vidyalayam gatva. So he went to the vidyalayam and then he studied. So the first action is finishing when you say tva.
Okay.
So Shekharji, so if those pictures are flipped, for example, if we have balakaha khadati, balakaha kridati, so it should be balakaha khadatva kridati.
Khaditva kridati.
Khadva kridati.
Khaditva.
Khaditva kridati. That's yes. How it comes. Okay.
Yes. Clear?
Awesome. So we don't have to worry about the tense here because gachati is present tense.
So tense doesn't matter here. That is why, so as someone asked before, right? Tense doesn't matter here. Okay. Vachanam also doesn't matter here. So udaharanaya, aham vidyalayam gatva pathami. Natarajaha vidyalayam gatva pathati. Tvam vidyalayam gatva pathasi. Vayam vidyalayam gatva pathamaha. Vachanam doesn't matter. Also doesn't matter. We'll look at the tense later, but we're only doing present tense for now. Okay, we look at the tense later. Vachanam doesn't matter, tense doesn't matter. So these words are called avyayas. Someone asked what avyayam is, right? The last class. This is called an avyayam. Because
these are easier than learning the tense.
Yeah.
It is independent of the vachanam and the tense.
That's it.
Clear?
Also linga, right?
Yeah, true, linga. Yeah, true. Vachanam, yeah, that too.
Is it independent of the person, first person, second person?
Clearly, it is independent of everything. Yes.
True independent.
The only rule is the subject should be the same. That's the only rule. Otherwise, it's independent of everything.
Yes.
So yeah, an example there. Their father left the house. They stopped studying. So
we can say that. No. Yes.
We cannot. You said we cannot or we can?
We cannot. Because we cannot. In the first sentence, father actually left the home. In the second sentence, someone else is studying. So you cannot use it there.
The subjects are different.
Yes.
Subjects are different, yeah.
Also, it is avyayam only with respect to a particular dhatu, right?
No. That's not how it is. No. It does. What do you mean with respect to a dhatu?
I mean, okay. So that gachati is gatva and khadati is khaditva. So both, tva is common, but the root, the dhatu is added to that. So
no, you can't say that like that, right? So like for instance, gachati, kridati. See, dhatu is different, but the t is common here as well.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, you can say that like that.
Okay. Just have to memorize.
It will get there. Don't worry, Don't worry. It's very, very easy. The first time you look at it, it might seem like a lot, but no, it is not. So far, good?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Tyajati is to run?
No. Tyajati is to?
Is to abandon. Is to quit or abandon, right?
Ah, satya.
Tyagana.
Astu. Adhana prathamam vakyam. Shankar Mohade. Bhavaneva karatu. Not the Sita one, it's already there. So I'll read the Sita. Okay. Sita modakam khadati sa jalam pibati. Sita modakam khaditva jalam pibati.
Janani snati pakam karoti. Janani snatva pakam karoti.
Antra Natrajanji.
Janakah karyalayam gachati karyam karoti. Janakah karyalayam gatva karyam karoti.
Nandiniji.
Chatraha patham pathati. Chatraha patham patitva nidrati.
Kausalyaji.
Sisuhu phalam khadati kridati. Sisuhu phalam khaditva kridati.
Rangaji.
Tvam patram likasi preshayasi. Tvam patram likitva preshayati.
Preshayasi.
Preshayati. Preshayasi.
Preshayasi.
Preshayasi. Chamyata.
Padmajaji.
Bhavati devam namati pradakshinam karoti. So in this sentence, is it correct without the cha?
Why not?
Because they're two different
two different sentences.
No, same, right? You are doing the same thing. You are doing that namati and pradakshin.
But I was just trying to ask a question before I answered statement.
This is correct. Even though in the second sentence, this what the subject is not mentioned, You have to infer that, you know, bhavati is a subject.
No, I think her question is there are two different actions. So should there be a cha?
No, there are two
different directions. Cha karoti.
There are two different sentences. First sentence. Namati. This first sentence ended. Second sentence. Bhavati pradakshanam karoti.
Yeah, there is a comma there, right? So two different
sentences. But comma is modern, or is that like assumed without the cha? Okay.
Comma and question mark. Everything is modern now. In the past, it was all.
So if it was all written together, even then cha is not required in that sentence?
No one will actually write the sentence like this. And that is the first. This is just
for you to
understand how, you know, the proper.
Okay. Bhavati devam nam... I forgot what... Okay. Namitva pradakshinam...
No. Look at the box here at the bottom, right? Naptva.
Oh. Thank you. Bhavati devam natva... Pradakshinam karoti.
Tattva pradakshinam karoti. Valli ji.
Sa gītam shrunoti shrutyati. Sa gītam shrutva nrutyati.
Subhashini ji.
Adhyapakah patam patayati prashnam pruchyati. Adhyapakah patam patayitva prashnam pruchyati.
iPad 2, I still didn't get your name. So.
I don't get your name. Chatra vakyam vadati artham janati. Chatra vakyam oditva artham janati.
Vakyani sarvani spashtani kila?
Yeah, ekam prashna.
Ekaha.
Ekam prashnam, can I say? Ekam prashnam?
Oh, why will you say? Because prashna is a pulling word.
Prashnam, okay. Ekaha prashna asti. Without this, using this twa form, the sentences listed here, I cannot say them, you know, as a proper sentence, right?
Yeah, you probably would say, chatra patam patati, saha nidrati. You cannot, you know, make them into one sentence.
So I cannot say as it is on the screen, you know, the sentence as is not a legal one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know, the period is given, so I should not have impression that that is the correct sentence.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
What I'm saying is, you know, even though it is listed here, you know, with comma, but it's not a valid sentence in Sanskrit, right?
I wouldn't say it's not a valid sentence. It is, really. But, you know, you're saying two different sentences. That's it.
But in a conversation, I cannot say as it is, right?
Yeah, sure. That's the whole point in learning this, right? Yes.
Okay.
Because if you look at the previous few sentences that, you know, Natarajanji wrote in the past, he says something very similar.
Yeah.
Saha gachati nidrati. Saha patati pibati kind sentences.
Okay.
Yeah, we should be aware of that.
That's why. Now that you know the form, this is how you would say it.
So think the first sentence, can you go a little bit further up? Just, oh yeah. So here, again, you use the comma there also. Okay, I see. But it's not a proper one, the first one. So only the second one is a proper one. Okay.
Good so far?
If you have...
And also on the... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, if you have three things, for example, so can you make the first two with Vatu, right? For example, Bhavati Devam Nritva Pradikshanam Kritva.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
How many ever you want to add?
Okay.
Mahode, the root word for Vadati is?
Uditva.
Uditva asti. Uktva iti api asti. But dhatu is different, but you know, more commonly we use uktva, but in this book we have uditva. That's fine.
So mulapadam is udi.
No. You're looking at you're asking for the dhatu, right?
Yeah, pratipadika.
No, not pratipadikam. What is it?
Root word.
Vadati.
Dhatu.
Dhatu for
The dhatu. Vad is the dhatu for that.
Vad. Okay. So we can't use vaditva or vadita.
No.
It's only uditva.
Yes.
Then.
Vad also we can say uktva, or it is only for this one.
Uktva, actually, you know, the dhatu is not there. It's bhakti becomes uktva. But you know, we everyone says uktva, which is fine. It's not
what becomes
bhakti becomes uktva.
Bhakti?
Yeah. Bhakti means vadati only, same meaning.
The mahaprana bhakti?
No, okay. Alpa prana bhakti. Alpa prana bhakti. Uditva is also correct. Uktva is also correct. Good.
Good.
Okay. One. Okay. So, how are these tva forms used in kavyas? That's the next thing, right? Oh, not this. Okay, sure. I'm hoping this is.
Can you please zoom in?
Yeah. Hang on. I knew what you were going to ask, so just give me 1 minute. Okay. So, Padma Jaji, can you start?
Tasyabhishek Sambharan Drishtva Bharyatha Kaikai Purvam Datta Varadevi Varame Namayachata Vivasanam Cha Ramasya.
Go ahead, sorry.
Bharatasyabhishechanam.
Okay. So, tasya. First, padavibhagaha. Okay? Padavibhagaha means this. You have to do the sandhi there first. So, the first word is tasya. Tasya. Abhisheka sambharan. Drushtva. Paschati becomes drushtva, right? Drushtva. Bharya Atha Kaikeyi Purvam Dattavara Devi Varam Enam Ayachata. Okay.
So every time there is a squiggly character in Devanagari, is that like a R?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Vivasanam cha Ramasya Bharatasya Abhishechanam. Okay.
We'll get ekaha prashnamasti.
Ekaha prashnaha. Ekaha prashnaha. Ekaha prashnaha.
Ekaha prashnaha asti. I didn't understand the second verb on the first after drishtva. Which one is the second verb there?
There's no verb here so far. Hang on, we'll get there. I'm going to tell you. Hang on 1 minute.
Okay.
So far we did the padavibhaga. Okay. The next thing we have to do is the kriya padam. Okay. Here so far? Here, this is the Kriyapadam. Ayachata. Okay, it's a past tense. Why is the word ayachata? You know, we'll get into that all that later. Ayachata means to ask or to beg, whatever, however you want to phrase it. Ayachata. Okay. Atra idamasti Kriyapadam. Ayachata. So when the next thing you have to do is identify the words in the Prathama Vibhakti because they are doing the action, right? Good.
So in that case, the Dashtva is also Kriyapadam, right?
No, that's... like I said, it's Avyayam. Oh. In English, you think it's, you treat this as a Kriyapadam, but in Sanskritam, no, it's an Avyayam. That's what I said before, it's an Avyayam. Okay. Ayachata. Kaha ayachata, athava ka ayachata. Pratama vibhakto, atra, kani padani santi, kaikeyi.
Kaikeyi.
Right? Kaikeyi. So, kaikeyi ayachata. Kaikeyi katambhuta asti bharya. So, bharya kaikeyi ayachata. And she is also Dattavara Devi. Bharya Kaikeyi Dattavara Devi Ayachata. Dattavara Devi, what does it mean? The one with a boon.
Mm.
Dattavara Devi. It's describing, it's an adjective to Kaikeyi.
Ekanimsha Mahodaya. So this Bharya, what Prashna should be asked to get that Bharya?
Ka Ayachata. Katham Bhuta. Katham Bhuta. Like I said before, right? Kidrisha Bharya. What kind of wife? What kind of Bharya wife? Something like that. Katham Bhuta. We say Kidrisha, Kidrishi usually. But in Kavya, you know, more prouder Shaili, he's saying Katham Bhuta. Katham Bhuta. Katham Bhuta. Katham Bhuta Kaikeyi. Athava Katham Bhuta Bharya Ayachata. Kaikeyi. Okay? Athava ka bharya ayachata. Which wife? Ka bharya ayachata. Kaikeyi bharya ayachata. Katham bhuta kaikeyi. Purva dattavara devi. Okay? Clear so far?
So purva dattavara devi means, that means...
One who had a boon
one earlier. One who had a boon from the earlier. Oh, okay.
No, no, I'm asking. I also don't know.
I'm thinking that's correct.
Dattavara. That is what you want to look at. Dattavara Devi. That's it. Devi means?
Devi only. I mean, like.
Queen.
Yashvi. Yeah.
Queen. Dattavara. The one who had a vara. In Striling, Punlinga, it will be Dattavaraha. In Strilinga, it is Dattavara.
Oh.
Okay. Bharya Kaikeyi Dattavara Devi Ayachata. Okay.
You said Ayachata means asking, right?
Asked. Okay. Ask.
Enam means what? Enam who?
We'll get there. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
So Prathama Bhakti verse are done right so far?
Mahodaya, like how can we translate this Katham Bhuta? Who is it?
Katham Bhuta, it's a different side. Just say Kidrishi. Kidrishi Bharya.
What kind?
Kidrishi Kaikeyi. Dattavara Devi Kaikeyi.
So Kidrisha always answers, answer will be in Pradhama.
Prathama, Athava, Dvitiya, it depends, right? Now I'm trying to qualify all the Prathama Vibhakti adjectives. Because the word is
Prathama Vibhakti,
I'm trying to ask the question in Prathama Vibhakti. That gives you the adjective. Kidrisham, Kidrishi, Kidrishaha. You know, these questions will give you the adjectives.
Okay.
So, Kidrisham will also give the Bharya word also?
Ka bharya ya kidrishi kaikeyi bharya kaikeyi. Usually we say ka bharya, but kidrishi is also fine. Go ahead.
Whose wife?
No. To get whose wife, right? You need to find that word here. It's because it's not there here. We can't ask that question. You need to have dasharatasya here. Do you have the word dasharatasya?
No.
So you think that is why you can't ask who's kasya bharya?
No. So here, ka question, what are we asking ka for?
Ka bharya, which wife? What's the name of the wife? Kaikeyi.
Oh. Who's the wife?
Who's the wife? Sure. Kaikeyi bharya ayachata purvadattavara. Okay, don't get too caught up on all this. We'll look at this all this later. I want to just show you how these thwa forms are used in kavyas, etc. That's the main goal here. Okay, we'll discuss about all this again later. Okay. Bharya Kaikeyi Dattavara Devi Ayachata. Bharya Kaikeyi Dattavara Devi Kim Ayachata Varam Ayachata. Dvitiya Bhakti word. Pashyatu varam kim varam enam varam enam varam. This is for ayam. This is the dvitiya bhakti ekavachanam. Like etat etam saha tam aham mam ayam enam. Clear?
No. Enam, I didn't get that. Enam is which form of aham? Is it form of aham?
Say aham. I said I am.
Okay. I am.
Enam balakam pashyami.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Enam bharya kaikeyi purvadatta varadevi enam varam ayachata. Okay. Kim krutva? After doing what? After seeing what?
Abhishekam.
అభిషేక సంభారాన్ దృష్ట్వా కైకేయి పూర్వదత్తవరాదేవి ఏనం అయాచత. ఏనం దిస్ వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ వివాసనం రామస్య వివాసనం భరతస్య అభిషేక అభిషేచనం చ అయాచత. Okay, there's a lot of silence. That's actually scaring me.
So Dasavata is saying all this?
No, Valmiki is saying all this.
I'm sorry.
Valmiki is saying all this.
Okay.
Pashyatu drushtva. Tasya Ramasya Abhisheka Sambharan drushtva. Bharya Kaikeyi Purvam. Purvam nama in the past. Avyayam punaha. Purvam. Dattavara Devi. Purvam Dattavara Devi Kaikeyi Enam Varam Ayachata. Vivasanam Ramasya. Ramasya Vivasanam. Bharatasya Abhishechanam Cha. Sambharan. Sambharan nama. Abhisheka Sambharan, you know, when Abhisheka is happening, there's a lot of things that you have to do on the side. There's a lot of activities, if that. So, Sambharan, Vitya Vibhakti, Bahuvachana Rupam. Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Sambharaha, Sambharam, Sambharau, Sambharan.
So basically it means activities, is it? Related activities. Sambharaha means
activities, yes.
Related activities. Okay.
Good. Is this clear?
So
one thing is the chat should be at the end, right? Generally, we put at the end after all the.
That is why this is Kavyam.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't matter.
Okay, fine. okay.
There is Chandas, right? It has to, be in a certain meter. That is why we do all this prakriya to understand the Kavyam.
Okay.
So, Rachayita has all the freedom, but it's up to the reader to understand it.
Yeah. Kavayaha nirankushaha. They can do whatever they want. No, it's a very in fact, even in Kavishastras, right? Like this is probably in the very early centuries, actually. Well, I don't remember the date, but probably 900 AD could be, or it could be even before that. I don't know. There's this book, Kavya Prakasha. Okay. In that book, he clearly says, he clearly says kavehe bharati jayati navarasa ruchiram nirmiti nirmitim adhadati kavehe bharati jayati. So what he says there is kavi is like a prajapati, he is like a brahma. Why? Because he can do whatever he wants. In Brahma Srushti, okay, in Brahma Srushti or Ishvara Srushti, there are a lot of rules. In that, if there is day, there has to be night. There is a gravitational force. Okay. You there's a lot of things that you have to see. A lot of niyamas. But in Kaveh's Prapancham, in Kaveh Srushti, there's no such thing. This is what, you know, our Kavishastras actually say. Because that is what you want. So now, if you look at all our Telugu films or Tamil films, right, the hero jumps from a very high, you know, mountain. That is his, that, you know, the Kavi, you know, sees it that way.
Yeah.
So it's up to the reader to understand.
What was the question, sorry?
It's up to the reader to understand.
Yes.
So the sentence ended at the, you know, second line with the period there, you know, how we are combining this second
one. This is one pada, that is it. This is one pada, this is the end of the shloka.
Oh, it's not a sentence.
Yeah, it's not a sentence. That's a pada, that's it. Two vertical lines is the end of the shloka. One vertical line is the end of the pada. Kind thing.
You cannot. So that whole thing has to be understood together, not as a...
Usually, yes.
Okay, I see.
The word artha in the first line on the slide, in this context, it means now.
Where?
The first line, bharya artha.
Artha. Artha means then. In a lot of, thank you very much for asking. In a lot of the sentences that you write, right, you said tarhi, tarhi, tarhi. No. Atha means anantaram, then.
Oh, okay. So we should not use tarhi, or what is the difference between tarhi and atha?
It's still then, but the context is different.
Oh.
Atha, anantaram. So
what is the anamma means? I'm sorry if I missed my iPad, my iPad working. Wi-Fi connection, I have to switch on my iPhone. What the anam means?
Anam, not anam. Anam.
Sorry, anam, yeah. Anam.
Anam means anam is equal to etam.
Okay.
Everyone knows what etam is, right? Please.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Etat prathama vibhakti ekavachana rupam. Etam dvitiya vibhakti ekavachana rupam.
Etam, ayam.
Ayam, enam.
I see.
So,
now, what would be the literally translation of this line? Tasya abhisheka sambharana drishtva bharya atha kakai purvam dattvara devi varam enam ayachat.
Can anyone say the meaning? Tatparyam kimasti?
After seeing his Abhishekam.
No.
But
Abhishekam, not Abhishekam, right?
Okay. Sorry,
festivities.
All the festivities or related activities of Abhishekam. Kaikeyi, who earlier has got a boon, asked this question.
Asked this varam.
Boon. Varam, sorry. Oh, yeah. Ask this boon. Okay.
That's it.
Varma's boon.
Good.
Vivasanam cha Ramasya Bharatasya Abhishechanam. Vivasanam.
Vivasanam.
Going to forest.
Vivasanam.
Exile iti artaha. Vivasanam nama exile.
Yes. Exile. Okay. Vivas exile. Ram ka exile, Bharat ka Ram ko exile and Bharat ko abhishekam. Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
In Hindi, you know, I can't really translate Hindi. I struggle a lot to translate this in English. Hindi is just out of my
Vivasanam.
Vivasanam. So, why are we doing this? You know, look at how you need to actually understand the shloka. Most of the words you know. Really, most of the words you know. Okay. You need to just reorder those words and understand the shloka. And you can learn new words as well. Sure. Vivasanam, for example.
So construction of these things in the sequence order is the one which we need to understand, right? Okay.
And and you know, you'll get there. It's very, very simple.
Yeah. I mean, once if you know the meaning, it looks simple. But when you read the first time, it's so confusing, you know.
It is like, you know, what now? Your project management or your programming, whatever it is. You will never know the first time.
I know.
You know, if you get, you know, you gain your experience, right? That's it.
Exactly.
Expected is, you know, you're expected to invest some time. That's it. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to, you know, invest some time. That is only that is mandatory. Without that, there's nothing happening here. Spashtam va? Atra pashyatu
drush. First assignment, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So by doing this, right, you will gain confidence. Now, if you read a shloka, right, you'll understand, you know, how to actually decode it, if that.
Yeah, definitely. True.
Yeah.
Then look at the kriya padam first. Okay. Anantram. Valliji.
Pravishya tu maharanyam rame rajiva
Ramo.
Ramo rajiva lochanah. Viradhyam rakshasam hatva sharabhangam dadarshah.
Okay, this is Anushtup Chandas, right? This is like another shloka. Can you read this as a shloka now?
Pravishyatu maharanya ramo rajiva lochanah viradah rakshasam hatva sharabhanga dadarshah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Pravishya atrasti pravishya maharanyam pravishya tathaiva yatha puram krutam punaha tathaiva atra dadarsha is the kriyapadam. Dadarsha means apashyat. Apashyat nama he saw. Pashyati padasya bhutakala rupam apashyat. This is in a different lakara. Don't worry about all that. The meaning is apashyat. That's all you have to know for now. Apashyat. Kaha apashyat? Ramaha. Ramaha. Rajiva lochanaha. Katham bhutaha ramaha. Kidrishaha ramaha. Rajiva lochanaha. Ramaha. Rajiva lochanaha. Dadarsha. Apashyat. Good so far? Kim apashyat? Sharabhangam. Sharabhangam. Some rishi actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Sharabhangam. Sharabhangaha. Sharabhangam. Dvitiya ekam. Sharabhangam. Apashyat. Kada kim krutva apashyat? Virada. Rakshasam. Hatva. Ramaha. Rajiva lochanaha. Viradham. Rakshasam. Hatva. Hanti. After killing. Hatva. Sharabhangam dadarshaha. Punaha kim krutva? Maharanyam pravishya. After entering the Maharanyam. Maharamaha rajiva lochanaha. Maharanyam pravishya. Viradham rakshasam hatva. Sharabhangam dadarsha. So Shankarji, this aligns with the question that you asked before. See, two forms.
Okay. Yep.
Ramaha Rajiva Lochanaha Maharanyam Pravishya Viradham Rakshasam Hatva Sharabhangam Dadarsha.
What is the what are you trying to show with the 2.1? I see the two that I got as Dvitiya, but what is the point one?
Point one Vachanam.
Ekavachanam.
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 Thank you.
What the Sharabhanga means? Sharabhanga?
Kashchan Rushihi asti Tavadeva. apashyat, he saw, apashyat.
Not dadarsha.
No, no. Yeah. Dadarsha means he saw.
Okay.
And Shekharji, Ram, how does Ramu become?
There are a lot of let's not get into that. Ramu, okay. Ramaha becomes Ramu.
Okay. Okay. Ramaha becomes Ramu, is it? Okay. That's it. Okay.
So, Bahodaya, this Han becomes Hatva. Likewise, Pravishya, like what is the Pravishyati?
We'll get there. So, that becomes a Pra plus Vishyati. I'll get there in a minute. Just look at the form for now. We'll discuss that soon. Pravishya. It's also like a Tva form. Okay. Why is it Yakara instead of Tva here? We'll get there in a minute. Shloka is clear, right?
Hmm. Okay, ekam prashna here. So this hatva and pravishya, the author doesn't have a freedom to move them around, right? Can we interchange the those words and then meaning will change completely, right?
No, well, I mean in here sure, because if you say hatva here, you can ideally not. Because if you say hatva here, maharanyam hatva, that doesn't make any sense here. So maharanyam pravishya.
Okay. So the contextual.
Yes, it contextual. Okay. Really.
And also it's after the sentence terminator or the line, that statement. So we cannot interchange.
Yes. Pada also ended here, right? Clear?
Okay.
Yeah. Kausalya ji?
Tato kshnyati vadham shrutva ravana krodha murchitaha sahayam varayamasa maricham nama rakshasam.
Wonderful, wonderful. Atra padamasti shrutva. Okay. Kriyapadam kutrasti. Kriyapadam atrasti. Varayamasa. Varayamasa. It again means to ask. Okay. Varayamasa means to ask again. Okay. Kaha varayamasa.
Ravanam.
No, Ravanam.
Ravanam Varayama.
Ravanaha. If you say Ravanam, everyone please listen. If you say Ravanam Varayamasa, it means that you're asking for Ravana. If you say Ravanaha,
Ravana is asking.
Ravanaha is the one that's asking.
Okay.
Because it's in Ditya Bhakti, right? If you say Ravanam, it's in Ditya Bhakti.
Actually, that's what that Maricham is doing here, right? He is asking Maricha. So that's why it is Maricham.
Yeah.
Ravanaha Varayamasa Katam Bhutaha Ramaha Krodha Murchitaha. Angered. Krodha Murchitaha Ravanaha Varayamasa Jnyativadham Shrutva. Jnyativadham is kinsman. The killing of the kinsman.
Okay.
Ravanaha Krodhamurtaha Jnati Vadham Shrutva Varayamasa. Kim Varayamasa? Tvakam Maritam Nama Rakshasam Tahayam Varayamasa.
For help, right?
What's up?
For help?
Yeah, Satyam.
After knowing the listening, the killing of Ravana is like becomes like angry with the after getting so angry. Hmm. Then he asked Marich Namak Rakshas, he requested for his help, right?
Satyam.
And the gyati vadam, exactly vadam is okay killing. And gyati means after knowing the killing of that.
No, gyati vadam, that's a, there's a samasa word there. Killing of the gyati.
Gnati or after knowing about the vadam, is it? Is it, does it
after, mean, yeah, so, after, so this is the killing, right? Gnati vadham shrutva, after hearing that, you know,
this these happened. People got killed, you know.
Yes.
After hearing that his people got killed, he reached out to Maricha for Sahayam.
Yes.
Okay. Tatau is there. So, after
Tataha punaha anantaram. Tataha anantaram. Yathapuram atha asitata tataha anantaram.
Tato. So tato, right? Tato. A single O. Tato.
Tataha. Right. Like Ramaha became Ramo. Tataha becomes Tato. Tataha.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Interesting. Okay. That's Samajira.
So is this the context? It's not when his sister got killed. It's something later in the war, right? Because it's 49.
Yes. Now I'm just like, see, I chose simple sentences where there are tvafams. That was my goal actually.
Thank you.
That's it. Yeah. Good?
Yeah.
Can we move to the next one?
Yeah. Now we will enjoy reading, no? Because at least now we know the meaning as well.
Anantram. Rangaji, patatu kaya?
Astra lankam. Samada samasadhya purim ravana palakam dadarsha sitam jayantima shoka vanikam gatam
ashoka vanikam Dhyayantim Ashoka Dhyayantim Ashoka Vanikam Gatam
Ravana Palitam.
Okay.
Pradarsha Shitam Dhyayantim Ashoka Vanikam Gatam.
Okay. Dhyayantim Ashoka Vanikam Gatam. Astu. Atra punaha kriyapadam kutrasti dadarsha. Dadarsha punah kriyapadam kaha dadarsha atra asmin shloke nasti kintu hanuman sandarbhanusaram hanuman okay anjaneyah lankam samasadhya lankam purim ravana palitam katham bhutam lankam purim ravana palitam lankam tamasa. Okay. Anjaneyaha purim nama nagari nama, it's a city. What kind of city? Ravana palitam. What's the name? Lanka. Lanka.
So basically Lanka puri. Okay.
Anjaneyaha ravana palitam lankam purim samasadhya dhyayantim ashokavanikam gatam sitam dadarsha.
So ravana palitam basically means the land ruled by ravana, that's what it means. Yes. Right. Is palayati
deshaha trump palita deshaha ravana palita puri palita deshaha, because it is deshaha pumlinga padam, lanka strilinga padam, puri strilinga padam, palitam, therefore.
So jayanti means sita dhyanantim. Jayantim,
she is doing dhyana.
Okay.
Ramadhyanam.
Ramadhyanam. Okay.
That's in for here again. Okay.
So dhyanantim is bahuvachanam.
No, ekavacham. Sitam is ekavacham here, right? It's a visheshan of Sita here. It's an adjective of Sita.
Oh, so it is 2.1?
2.1, 2.1, 2.1.
we think it's 2.1 here. Okay.
All these are visheshanas of Sita here. Okay.
Shikhar, just one thing on the Gatham. It's Ekavachanam Dvitiya Vibhakti. That's what we mean, right? Gatham.
No, Dvitiya Vibhakti hi Ekavachanam.
Okay. Dvitiya Vibhakti.
So Vibhakti first. Vibhakti and then Vachanam. Okay. I do it. You do it however you want to.
Okay. Okay. Gatham. Okay. Gatham is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Is it Ekavachanam or... Okay, I'm getting a bit mixed up with what we covered last class. The we shall do, two of us shall do. That also is tam tam, right? It also...
No, how can you say that? Like now, hang on. What is the Dvitiya Vibhakti Ekvachana form for Lata?
Latam.
Latam. There is also you have tam. How can you get confused?
Okay. Gatam.
Gata. Gata means someone who is there. Shekaraha Gataha. Natarajaha Gataha. No, he went. He left.
So this is Kriyapadam, right? So how will it have Vachanam?
No, this is not Kriyapadam. This is an adjective. This is an adjective describing that. We'll get to all that later. Just understand, you know, how the Tva forms are used. Mm-hmm. You have, obviously, you know, you have a lot of questions. I'm not disagreeing at all. But let's not focus there. Just understand how the shloka is constructed. How the Tva forms are actually used in shlokas. That's the main goal here.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Shekhar, where I got confused, right, with the Gatam. It's when I say lik, it's a way, we say likitam for dvivachanam, right? That's where I'm getting confused with that tam and this tam.
No.
Likitam, we say likatu.
Did not get confused. The problem is, if you say that, now Lata, right? It's the akara of the Srilinga padam. What is Dvitiya Ekavachan for this one?
Latam.
Now if you're saying this Latam and Likatam.
Okay, I can't say they are the same, right? Okay. No.
Clear? Okay.
I think that Gatam word is confusing us because it's like it sounds like Gachati, like going somewhere.
Sure.
So Lata, Gatam, noun.
Gamdatu, but it has a different meaning. That's it.
Okay, fine. I think we had to get used to this. Fine.
Well, I shouldn't say it has a different meaning. You know, the form is different. That's it. But this is not a Kriyapadam. This is a Namapadam. Akaranta Strilinga Padam Gata.
Okay, Gata, is it the weapon that we have, that they have? Is it the
term Gata that means use? Left. The person left is called Gata.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like Vamataha, huh?
Yeah.
No, Vamataha is a direction, right? Gata, that's Abhyayam, direction.
Abhyayam, right?
Yeah, I think that left you are talking about is the direction. This left is a person who left, action. The
person who went, okay.
Went or left.
A woman who went is called Gata.
Oh, okay.
So where did she go now?
What now?
Where Gata did she go?
Gata means in Ashoka Vane. Ashoka Vanikam Gatam Sitam.
So she left to Ashoka Vane.
He left as in here, you know, she reached. How did she reach? Because Ravana brought her there.
Oh.
Don't get again caught up on, you know, why the word Gata is there. No, that's not the focus here. I'm trying to give you confidence that you can reach shlokas, but it's actually doing the other way around. No, that's not my intention.
What does samasadhya means?
Samasadhya.
Reached.
After reaching. Kadva, after eating. Samasadhya, after reaching.
Samasadhyam. Purim Ravana Paritam Dardasha Sitam Dhyantim Ashok Vanikam Katam. That's it. Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
Clear?
Ashta.
Okay. Huh. Okay, Nandini ji, can you do the next one? She's not there. Okay. Subhashini ji.
Should I try?
Vastu Mahoday. Bharatvaja ashramam gatva Ramas satya parakramah Bharatasya Paratasyantikam Ramo Hanumantam Vyasarjayate.
Wonderful. Atar Kriya Padamasti Vyasarjayat. Vyasarjayat Nama send. Okay, to send. Oh, yeah. Vyasarjayat means to send. Just let's just stick there for now. Vyasarjayat. Okay. Pratama Bhaktau Atra Kani Padani Santi Pashyantu. Ramaha Satya Parakramaha. ओके अत्र पुनः रामः अस्तु रामः व्यसर्जयत् रामः कं व्यसर्जयत् हनुमन्तं व्यसर्जयत् रामः हनुमन्तं व्यसर्जयत् कुत्र व्यसर्जयत् कुत्र भरतस्यान्तिकं भरतस्य समीपं हनुमन्तं व्यसर्जयत् रामः Hanumantam Bharatasyantikam Bharatasya Samipam Vyasarjayat Kim Krutva after doing what? Ramaha Satyaparakramaha Bharadvaja Ashramam Gatva Ramaha Satyaparakramaha Bharadvaja Ashramam Gatva Hanumantam Bharatasya Antikam Vyasarjayat
Antikam itikte?
Bharatasya samipam. Bharatasya samipam vyasarjayat. Spashtam va?
Spashtam mahadev.
This is simple, I think.
Yeah, it's a simple one.
And ideally in a normal way, it should have been vyasarjayati. And in because it's poetry, we are saying vyasarjayati, is it?
No. It in latlakara vartamanakala rup. This is past tense.
Sent. Oh, okay. Fine. Oh, sent. Okay, past tense. Fine.
Okay. Usually visarjayati.
Okay.
Visarjayati. That becomes visarjayati. How does it become that? We'll look at that later.
Okay. So is this visarjayati, is it something similar to the prashayati, or prashayati is only for things and visarjayati is for people? Something.
No, not really. So because he's a king, right? Well, not a king, but he can command people.
Hmm.
That is why you say Vyasarjayat. Oh. He ordered Hanuman to go.
Okay. Okay. Okay, fine.
Good so far?
Good.
Okay. 88. Can you guys try to do this? Or probably is it too much? Never mind. Let's do this here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can anyone do this? Okay, that's again.
Shall I try?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Padmaja ji.
Punarakhya ikam jalpan sugriva sahitashva saha pushpakam tatsamaruhya. Is that her or ma?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I think it's
the word in the Krutva word in red.
Tatsamaruhya. Hya.
Tatsamaruhya. Nandigramam yayau tada.
Yayau tada. Okay. Samaruhya. Samaruhya nama. After climbing. Okay. Aruhya. Kujantam Rama Rameti Madhuram Madhurakshanam आरुह्य कविता शाखाम आरुह्य कविता शाखाम वंदे वाल्मीकि कोकिलम सो आरुह्य आफ्टर क्लाइंबिंग आफ्टर गेटिंग ऑन टू ओके सह रामः ओके सह रामः जल्पन जल्पन मीन्स टॉकिंग व्हाई इज इट जल्पन विल गेट टू दैट लेटर व्हाइल टॉकिंग ओके सुग्रीव सहितः वन द वन हू इज विथ सुग्रीव सुग्रीव सहितः रामः जल्पन पुनराख्यायिकां पुनराख्यायिकां आख्यायिका नाम वाट एवर दैट्स हैपेंड सो ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट यू नो व्हाट हैपेंड पुनराख्यायिकां जल्पन ओके जल्पन पुष्पकम पुष्पकम इज अ पुष्पक विमानम पुष्पकम आरुह्य पुष्पकम समारुह्य नंदिग्रामम इट्स अ प्लेस नंदिग्रामः नंदिग्रामम ययौ नाम अगच्छत अगच्छत नाम ही वेंट ही लेफ्ट
सो ययौ मींस ही वेंट ओके
सह रामः सह रामः कथं भूतः सुग्रीव सहितः रामः जल्पन टॉकिंग इन तेलुगु विषय माट्लाडुतू in I don't know can anyone say that in Tamil Natarajan ji can you say that in Tamil
pesinapuram something like that after talking right after talking
not after talking while talking maatladutu
okay pesumbodhu
they have to cover telugu I mean okay I'm hoping you know the majority of the crowd speaks Telugu or Tamil here. Any Hindi speakers?
For me, Telugu is Greek to me. I'm Punjabi.
Okay.
Okay, so that's fine.
That's fine.
<fun.
laughs>
How do you say Jalpan?
Jalpanam is to blabber, right?
No, not really, no. That is also one meaning, no, but this is not blabbering here. Talking.
It is a continuous tense, I
suppose. Continuous tense, thank you. Continuous tense, yes.
While that means you can say more like conversation, you know?
During conversation.
Satyam. Saharamah, Sugriva Sahitah Ramah, Jalpan, Punarakhyayikam Jalpan, Pushpakam Samaruhya, नंदिग्रामं ययौ अगच्छत् ओके
सो as they are talking they are reaching that place
yeah yes
what you have mentioned about पुनराख्यायिकां
पुनराख्यायिकां पुनः आख्यायिकां
पुनः आख्यायिकां what it means
पुनः प्लस आख्यायिकां सो इट बिकम्स पुनः
what is आख्यायिकां
Akhyayika is a story. Story as in, you know, whatever has happened in the past.
Okay. Puna is like repeat again.
Again. He's talking about, you know, what actually happened. Akhyayikam jalpan nandigramam yayau agachat. Good?
What was that? Tatsamariyoyo?
तत् समारुह्य तत् नाम पुष्पकम् तत् पुष्पकम् समारुह्य दत् पुष्पकम् तत् पुस्तक पुष्पकम् समारुह्य नंदिग्रामम् अगच्छत्
सो आरुह्य इज टू गेट अप
नॉट टू गेट अप
टू क्लाइंब समा इज सम इज
Samaruhya also means the same thing. Don't worry.
Okay.
So, Samaruhya means boarding. Let me put it that way. You board a plane or something, right? Samaruhya. That's a word. There you go.
So, then what the translation becomes that Rama, while during conversation with Sugriva, Sahit, along with the Sugriva, while talking, they boarded the Pushpak plane and went to Nandigram.
Yes, they boarded Pushpakam, Pushpaka Vimanam, and they left to Nandigramam.
Okay. Yeah.
And remembering something, you know?
Yeah, they were talking about something, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They're talking about, you know, what they've done.
In the past. Mm.
Samaruhya. Samaru, samaruhya. Aruhya, yes.
So after they climb up, they are talking.
No, no, no. After they boarded and they went to Nandigram.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So, the question is, atra samaruhya pravishya aparatra sarvatra api tvanta rupani asan. Okay. Atra sarvatra api kaditva snatva gatva yam ritya rupani asan. Kintru keshu sthaleshu pravishya samaruhya evam ritya rupani bhavanti. Kimartham iti prashna adana. Kimartham nama yatra kutra api upasargaha bhavati. Upasargaha nama prefix. Upasargaha nama prefix. Okay. Upasarga yatra bhavati tatra yakaram bhavati ante. Udaharanaya agachati. Gachati iti samanya padam. Vayam sarve janimaha. Gachati. Becomes gatva. Okay. What does gachati mean?
Going.
Going. Agachati means?
Coming.
Huh?
Coming.
Coming.
Coming back.
A is a prefix. A plus agachati. That is why atra a gat ya is a rupam. When it has a prefix, you get a yakara in the end. Instead of tva, you get ya. Pashyama. Pashyantu. Nayati nitva. Nayati nitva. Anayati aniya. Harati hrutva. Harati hrutva. Aharati ahrut. Tya smarati smarati smrutva vismarati vismarati vismrutya krushtva karshati krushtva kila akarshati akrushya akrushya. We will discuss about all this the next class, but as usual, please, until, you know, page number, what this is, whatever this is. Abhyasa 158, let me put it, I had to reorder the pages a little. So, until Abhyasa 8, okay? Until Abhyasa 158, please practice the sentences. Prashnaha santi chet pruchyantu. We'll do all this the next class. Prashnaha santi chet pruchyantu. Athava atra samapayama.
Quick question, is everybody having issues? Like, is a Zoom call with the Zoom? I had to reconnect a couple of times.
Yeah, I too have to, like, we have some problem, but I don't know if it was because of Wi-Fi. I switched from iPad to iPhone.
Yeah, and it seems I missed my turn. I didn't even hear that you called me.
Oh. Really?
I had no issues, Shankar. It was fine.
Yeah, I also didn't have any issues. It was a bit broken. The voice was a bit broken for a short while in between, but it didn't disconnect or anything for me.
Yeah, this one, to me, appeared much better than FCC.
Yeah, yeah. Zoom is always very good.
Yeah, and the presentation, you know, the people can put them in a proper order. This is a lot better order.